Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
That's what Maryland does.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Are you a big man? Pop, I'm talking to you.
What?
You wake up in the morning, you start, put on my big boy pants. You put a little jacket, you go. You take your lunch because you got big boy pants on.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative. This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
We want to look to the future. We've got to tear down the past. Babe Ruth was nothing more than a fat old man with little girl legs.
The Fan.
I want it all. Money, fast cars, diamond rings, gold chains.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Hope your Fridays are going well. Another beautiful day out there. Sprague and Line coming up, 2:30. Got a couple things in my notes. We got some fun with the audio to get to. We didn't get to yesterday. I want to play that today. A story about what happens when you talk trash to Michael Jordan. Spoiler alert, it doesn't end well.
I want one, in my lifetime, I'm hoping one person gives us a great anecdote of how he talked trash to Jordan as a wizard, and he Jordan couldn't do anything about it.
He was just too old.
He was too old. This team sucked. Yeah, I said this to MJ. He only dropped 16 in the game. We killed him by 25. But you're not going to get that because of how amazingly great he was. Everybody's right. Going to tell the story about how Jordan dominated him because they opened their mouth. And there's a cool little side part of the story with the audio that I want to share.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that coming up in a little bit. We'll talk a little more Blazers. We got a spring line at the bottom of the hour. Also, do you have sweating problems? Because if you do, one person maybe has found the solution. So we'll get to that in the final hour as well. And a 36-year-old called the cops for something that, you know, some 36-year-olds, I guess, need to call the cops
for. You keep using the age, and I don't know if it's a good or bad thing to have the age attached to this.
We'll get to that coming up in a couple minutes. But somebody had texted in at the end of the last segment. We end up spending a lot of time on boxing. We kind of try and pick segments on what we're most interested in this weekend. And I don't know about you guys. I mean, Oregon and Arizona, I'm excited, I guess, to watch. But they laid an egg last night at ASU, and now their chances of winning the conference took a bit of a hit. Blazers are playing.
The Ducks are going to win if Peyton Pritchard is really good, and they won't win if he's not.
Yeah, if he fouls out with 2 minutes to go, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
No chance of winning that game. I think from a sports landscape standpoint, this is the most entertaining thing that's going on. But somebody texted in the boxing, this is nothing that, I don't even remember where it went. This is nothing like what we used to have in the 80s and 90s, is what a listener had said, and Wilder and Fury. And I just wonder why the perspective is that way. Is that like the NBA used to be better back in the day, now it sucks? Is it just a fuddy-duddy take?
No, I think part of it is, even though back in the 80s, you still had ESPN, but you did not have the ability to watch every single sporting event, every league, every game, all the time. Mm-hmm. You didn't have it. You still were directed. And even though you had ESPN and some other cable sports networks that did sports all the time, they still directed you to what they thought was the biggest event of the day, of the week, at the time. You can through the internet, through streaming, through MLB TV or whatever, you can go watch any sport, whatever you want. You can go back, watch old stuff. You can watch highlights, all the time. You still didn't have that in the 80s or 90s. So when they came in and fed you a big-time boxing thing, Tyson, Holyfield, whoever it was, you gobbled it up.
I also feel like, to kind of piggyback off that point, again, the saving of boxing or bringing boxing back, that's been a conversation. It's kind of like Texas is back, right? Like every year forever. We hear it and then we're like, oh, Texas was 8-4. I think it's very similar for boxing in this regard. As he's saying with coverage and what you can or cannot watch or have access to, I think sports gambling's changing the landscape a little bit on stuff. You knew the boxers. I don't think people know the boxers anymore. Like there's not a connection with a name. Luis Ortiz. If I just said the name Luis Ortiz, half the people, maybe probably more than that, would go, soccer?
Never heard of him.
Rugby?
Yeah. Baseball players? Is he a shortstop?
Baseball? I don't know. And I think that's the other part. I'm not going to, you know, that person thinks 80s, 90s boxing better. That's cool. Okay. I'm not trying to tell you this is better than any fight you've watched. I'm just simply saying we crave, or we used to at least, crave the heavyweight division to be great. And kind of once Tyson faded, you had Holyfield kind of at the tail end. Mm-hmm. Then you had Lennox Lewis step in.
And it was still big then. I remember those fights.
And again, you know, Lennox Lewis had some good fights, but Lennox Lewis was boring. He's British, boring guy who didn't talk. And then you had Klitschko, and Klitschko, most of his fights were in Europe. And again, the language barrier thing.
Sure.
You just kind of
lost its way for a little bit.
It kind of lost its way. And I think you have two guys now where Fury's out there and he speaks his mind on things and he's really good and finesse. And Wilder's this knockout king, like, and you add the size to it. And that the first one was a draw. This is interest. This is, if this was in the 80s or 90s, we'd be jacked for this. So I looked at the numbers and it says, and this is the Wikipedia page, so of course it could have been altered, but this says in the U.S., 350,000 were purchased for the first fight. In the U.K., 400+ were purchased for the first fight. And you combine that figure, you're making almost $60 million just from people buying the fight.
Just from the purchasing of it, yeah.
Just shy of 1 million people bought it, so you probably had a lot of viewing parties of multiple people purchase it, right? That's what I did. There were like eight guys at the one I saw with the first time. Then you add the illegal stream. And they're speculating here, but they actually believe that there were anywhere from 10 to 12 million illegal streams for this fight worldwide. So to the point earlier of Swag, you put this on Fox, Channel 12 for us.
Right. Can you make more money than that?
I don't know about your money situation, but again, I do think this would approach the 25 to 30 million viewer range if you put it on Fox and people didn't have to pay for it.
Well, the one thing that I like about this and the trend that's now going in boxing, you mentioned Mayweather in the last segment. When you have a sport that doesn't pit best versus best, you're going to lose a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And boxing was that way for a long time.
That's why the UFC capitalized, right? I think.
They absolutely did. And the next big up-and-coming guy against the household name, and then you have household changing names because one guy knocks off the defending champ, right? Like, when you have a sport where people are ducking the other one for financial reasons, for wanting to stay undefeated, they just don't need to fight him. Like, whatever the case may be, you're going to lose a lot of interest and a lot of eyeballs. It's like, oh, Mayweather's fighting who? He's going to kick his ass again? Okay, sounds good. You're never actually getting challenged, number one versus number two. And Fury talked about that this week. He said, this is the biggest thing that's happened in the heavyweight division in a long, long time. And I believe we're setting an example here that the best should fight each other in all weight divisions. Hopefully after this, the best will start to fight each other. And I hope that's the trend that follows out of this. And the other aspect of it that I think is important too is that this is only, I believe, the third fight ever in which you have like rival promoters and rival networks that are combining to put on a fight, where it used to be you go to HBO or you go to Showtime or you go to whatever network you're going to go to. That's what's the one that's going to broadcast the fight. And that is what at times I think made some of these number one versus number two or number one versus number one fights complicated, because boxers sometimes have exclusive rights with Showtime or HBO, and it's hard to get the two things on the same page. You had Lewis and Tyson was jointly promoted. You had the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, of course, finally got there in 2015. So this is only the third time that you've seen that. And it helps. I think it's good for the sport because, as Sam pointed out, you go over all over ESPN and Fox this week. I mean, it's all over the place. They live ESPN.
All the shows are in Vegas.
All the shows are in Vegas this week for both networks. They showed the press conference when they're pushing and shoving each other live on ESPN the other day when we were on the air. That's big. I think getting that cross promotion is big instead of just putting it in one channel and saying it's just going to be on HBO.
Okay, so you combine the number of 775,000 people that bought the fight. if you put the Super Bowl behind a paywall, how many people are buying it versus one person and huge group views? Because I think you need to view it in that lens. It's easy to say, well, no one cares. It's boxing. I got to pay $75 to $80. It's very easy to do that. And to a certain extent, I kind of understand it. Not everybody has disposable income like that, and not everybody has a big group of friends in their life.
Yeah, that, or that's into boxing that all want to watch a fight with you.
But I do wonder, like, would the Super Bowl get that? Would the Super Bowl eclipse that?
Yeah, the Super Bowl would, for sure. But how
by like an overwhelming amount, or do you think it would be?
I think that it would. I do. It's a Super Bowl. I think you would get.
I guess that's my point though. Is don't look at like just the amount of views, like 300,000, 350,000 in America. Yeah. Is easy to go. Well, I mean, that's only 350,000. Yeah, but how many bars are those? How many big party viewing, watch party situations are those? I think if you did something like a Super Bowl or an NFC Championship game behind a paywall, and I know they're not going to, but it's just interesting to view from that perspective, especially when you add the illegal streams that you had. Sure. With the fight, I think there would be much more interest to Swag's point on network television, but you're just never going to get that.
Yeah, and we had a couple people texting in. I'm going to be watching it on an illegal stream, so yeah. People find ways around it. Can't knock you for that.
That's
so.
How I saw Rousey when she lost to Holly Holmes. That's how I saw it. I saw it on a leaked stream. I had a buddy like, hey, dude, click this. Yeah. And it was kind of sketch. There was like a lot of things popping up. I'm like, I'm going to get a virus. I'm going to get arrested.
I tried to do that for the last McGregor fight when he was his first one back. I was sitting around. I was like, man, I kind of want to watch that. I'm kind of intrigued.
Yeah.
And I had a buddy send me, here's the link to like go follow. You can watch it legally.
A million of them.
So I'm like, all right, here we go. So I'm like, I'm following through and I'm like trying to click to find a way to watch it. The fight was over in 42 seconds. I couldn't even pull the illegal stream up by the time the fight was already over. And I was all pissed. And then you got to watch the highlights to how it ended.
So, see, someone says I wouldn't pay for it unless my team was in the Super Bowl. I think you would get those fans that would go, you know what, screw this. I'm not paying $80
to watch $80 to watch a Super Bowl. Okay, we got a poll question. Are you watching the fight this weekend? You can go vote at 1080 The Fan and at Dirt and Sprague. A 36-year-old calls the cops. Do you have sweating problems? Because we have the answer for you and Fun With Audio. All of that is next on 1080 The Fan. Well, one would think there's a lot of reasons to call the cops, right? You're witnessing a crime. Somebody's physically harming you. Right? A lot of different reasons to call the cops.
This is a woman, right?
This is a woman.
Yeah.
There's a 36-year-old Ohio woman.
Yeah.
Was arrested last week because she called 911 repeatedly. Called 911.
Okay.
You might be asking yourself, why did she call 911 repeatedly?
First world problems.
Her parents had cut her off of her cell phone service.
Ah, yeah, that's brutal. You got to get the cops involved in that.
That no longer paying the bill. You're on your own. Pay for your own damn cell phone. And she did not take kindly to that. So she repeatedly called 911 to say, hey, tell my folks they got to pay for my cell phone bill. She was promptly arrested.
Ah, there we go. What? In what world?
In her own world.
Hey, I don't know what else to do. I think I'm going to call 911 on this.
She became belligerent during her phone call to the point that officers decided, yeah, we're going to have to arrest her on charges of disrupting public services on fourth-degree felonies. And she was released after posting a $2,500 bond. I wonder who paid the bond.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not the parents.
By the way, the picture of the gal that did it, I'm not going to... I mean, this
Central casting?
Central casting.
Oh.
Central casting. I would say...
Spoiled, privileged...
Looks a little like a Jersey Shore character.
There you go.
A little bit of that kind of vibe. So there you go. 36-year-old calls the cops because her parents cut her off.
I gotta see this picture now.
Yeah, I'll send you the link if you can't find it.
Oh yeah,
that looks
like Snooki.
It looks like Snooki.
Snooki for sure would call the cops on her parents not paying the cell phone bill.
This is BS. So there you go. There's your first story.
Get a job.
Can you get that? Can we pull that drop?
Pull that one.
This is BS.
Do either of you guys have sweating issues?
You know, I don't.
No.
You don't have sweating problems?
Not particularly.
Used to be somewhat insecure about that, too.
You used to be?
Yeah, because, this is years ago, but when I started, like, going to a gym on a regular basis, I would, like, really do a workout. But if I don't run or do a stair machine or something like that, you don't really see me sweat. I'm more sweaty, like, underneath, and then even then, I don't, like, pit out.
That's true of most people.
So I would walk out, and I wouldn't be that sweaty, and I'd be like... Did I even really work out?
That's one of the main reasons, honestly, why I like doing a treadmill workout, because you just, it feels different
when you need the sweat.
You get a good lather going, you know, and it's kind of dripping down on your feet. You just feel like you're in the fourth quarter shooting free throws. It's like, man, I'm putting some work in here.
Yeah. When you walk out of a gym and you don't sweat, even though you know you lifted and your muscles are tight and you're sore or whatever, when you walk out not sweating, you know you're kind of walking out thinking, I didn't really push myself.
But I can't stop saying, bro.
Well, I do suffer from sweat issues. I sweat doing a radio show. You know, the pits get a little balmy during the show.
Listeners, I'm looking at him right now. He's wearing a dark pink shirt, and he is pitting out.
Is it on both sides? Usually it's more right than left.
It's both.
Both? Yeah, okay. Well, need what Mark Zuckerberg has, because he's got a lot of money. And if you got a lot of money, you're going to pay for some things that, why the hell not? You got a lot of money. One of the things that he pays for, apparently, is every time before he does a big interview, big speech, has to testify for all the crap that he's pulling for American society, he has a bro that pulls up next to him, blow dries his armpits before a big speech.
If you're exposing a shirt, a t-shirt, a collared shirt, doesn't matter. I guess I get it, but most of the time I see him, isn't he wearing a suit?
For the most part, yeah.
So, like, nobody sees you pit out in a suit.
For the most part. He is apparently consumed by his public image. This is according to a book.
Not according to his haircut.
Shocking development.
And so he wants to look cool and dry during these instead of sweaty and nervous. So he makes assistants blow dry his armpits right before he goes out there on stage.
Sweaty and nervous.
Now the question is, how much would I have to pay you per year to be the armpit blow dryer?
Armpit blow dryer. To leave this job?
To leave this job, to take the job. Zuckerberg's calling you and saying, Sprague, Swigard, I want to hire you. All you're going to do is blow dry my armpits on a daily basis. What's the salary needed there to take that gig?
Well, once I get over the morality of working for that human being, I hate to tell you this, 75 grand in full benefits, I'm in. Take me on the private jet. Give me the limo service, the Uber X. Bennies. Yeah, give me all that. I'm in for 75 grand in full benefits. I'll blow dry anything.
Hey, now.
Anything.
Hey, now.
Brandon, I just made love to my wife. Yep. You got it, Mark.
I'm into elephants.
Whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes.
How about that, man? The power of having a lot of money.
That's not a resume builder, though, is it?
No.
No, I think that's probably a non-stop or a non-career starter. Mm. I'm trying to think of the right phrase there.
If you were as rich as him, what is the dumbest thing you would pay service for? Because we can knock this, and we obviously knock it because of who he is and what his company's done.
Also, I mean, you're blow-drying armpits. It's a little weird.
But, like, what would you pay for that's probably viewed as stupid?
That's a really good question.
Stupid.
Because you have disposable income. You can get anything. You can have an umbrella man.
Well, there's luxuries. Like, one of the first things I would do is get, like, town car service.
Sure. Give me something ridiculous.
Something ridiculous.
It's got to be on this level. Blow drying your armpits.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what I would probably do? You know what I hate doing? It's a pain in the ass.
Laundry?
I mean, of course, somebody's already doing your laundry. That's a given. I'd pay somebody to put my socks on every day. ridiculous.
Hate to do?
Dude, you just sit down, you just put your feet up, and
I don't
put
ever
your socks
sit down.
On. Well, no, I'm saying I would if they're putting my socks on for me. You just pop them down, boom, boom, slide them both on. No, don't have to worry about it.
I
got
like
a sock putter on her.
Messing with my feet.
Give you a little foot massage while they're down there, too. No. Some hot Asian lady. We're on to something here.
I'm still too much in the generation of there's too many things it's so easy to do myself.
I'm with you, Swag, but you have to think, dude, you have an unlimited amount of income.
You have 100. Yeah, just
you could have somebody professionally brush your teeth.
You could.
No, that's
twice
just
a day.
Weird. I don't want no.
You'd feel really weird in that chair though, wouldn't you?
Okay.
Open your mouth.
Don't let me just stand out here on an island. Somebody else has to come up with something stupid that they would pay for, okay?
I
went out on a limb. I thought we were in the trust tree.
I thought about this. I would probably do this.
That's a pretty stupid thing, by the way.
That's right. You asked for something stupid.
You'd
I gave you something
for
stupid.
Somebody to put your socks on.
I would probably buy like my own barber chair. And have somebody come to my house to do haircuts
or
shaves.
That's not stupid.
That's not stupid, of course.
Well, that's as frivolous as I can get.
Here we go. I'll give you a dumb one.
Okay.
Somebody comes over to your house and cuts your steak up for you and feeds you.
No. I'm not doing that.
Marcel, please cut them in smaller pieces.
I just can't. Look, I know we kind of left you out.
You did.
I can't believe, like, that's even dumber than the dumbest thing I was thinking of.
What's worse, having paying somebody to put your socks on or paying somebody to blow dry your armpits?
Your socks.
Why is that worse? At least socks. That takes effort.
Well, socks do not take long.
They take a minimal amount of effort.
Do you buy extra small socks?
You gotta get the right size.
You got to bend over. You got to pull them up. It's always a pain in the ass, too, because sometimes right when you get out of the shower and you got to put them on, your feet are still kind of wet. Then you got to kind of yank on them a little bit. It's the whole thing, man.
Are you using a towel? You know, if there's towels to wipe the water off.
Speaking of which, you know which commercial bothers me the most right now that's on TV?
I'll give you one, by the way.
It's the carpet shower commercial.
Carpet shower. Carpet
you
shower?
Haven't seen that?
No. It's
like, that's not weird. Shower. You know what's weird? Carpet shower. It's a guy showering in a carpet, like with carpet walls. You just YouTube carpet shower.
Why are you seeing this commercial and I'm not?
It gives me the heebie-jeebies. I think it's like a phone company or something.
Dumbest thing I can honestly think of. I mean, driving service, a professional chef, like all of that I'm having. I think the dumbest thing I can think of that I go, yeah, I don't really care about doing that. I'd want somebody. Absolutely hiring somebody to shampoo and lather my head every day. I can't go get a haircut.
Okay.
Because if they ask if I want my hair shampooed, I'm saying yes every time.
Are you?
And I'm semi having to think of an animal being eaten because, man, it feels amazing.
I'm into elephants. Lion just took down a gazelle on the prairie.
That tea tree shampoo with the mint.
That smells good.
It sits in your head for 5 minutes, and then they come over and they like massage this. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's an aphrodisiac.
I'm with you on that one.
So that's probably my stupidest thing.
Okay. Now, are they in the shower with you? Or are you getting like a pre-shower shampoo? How does this work?
Yeah, they get in the shower with me, but they have to be fully clothed.
She's like Bob in there with a slacks on, shampooing your hair.
First of all, her name is Stephanie, not Bob. And she's got to be fully clothed because the wife's not going to approve. That's the dumbest thing I can come up with.
Okay, let me, somebody said, sorry, late on the app here. Snoop Dogg pays a person $50,000 a year to just roll his blunts.
That's pretty, yeah. That's now, worth it for him. I mean, that's a good investment.
That's a lot of work for Snoop.
That's a lot of work, man.
You're working
He's probably
full-time.
Being underpaid for rolling blunts.
I'd pay somebody to brush and floss my teeth every morning.
The brushing one would feel very awkward, but having a dentist floss your teeth is great.
That's too close.
But your dentist flosses your teeth on a cleaning. Don't you like that?
It's too close. No, I don't. I hate that.
No.
Oh, really?
I hate getting my teeth flossed. Yeah,
do you have bad gums?
I do. I have bad gums.
Do they bleed easy?
Oh, awful. Yeah. It's like somebody died in there.
Yours is pretty ridiculous. Got to admit.
This is actually a good one. Somebody said professional texter. Someone just has sent text for me. That's solid right there.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I wouldn't ever want to talk with people anymore
phone. Hey, you just got a text. So-and-so wants to know this. Yeah, text him back, blah, blah, blah. That would be so nice not have to do it yourself.
Well, if you're paying them a good wage, at some point you think that they kind of know your character and they kind of just respond how they think you would respond.
No, I don't want that at all.
Well, you're kind of weird with texting in general.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're good at responding and sometimes, I don't know.
Somebody to Q-tip your ears.
It's a good one, not a bad one.
Somebody said new socks every day. That's not really paying. I mean, I'm with you on that. If you got $1 billion, I would totally rock a new pair of socks every day and a new pair of underwear. You just throw them out like Allen Iverson style on the road.
Oh, you'd throw your socks and your underwear out, and then you would donate $1 billion to climate change and act like you care about the environment throwing out new socks and underwear every day.
That sounds about right. Somebody said, would Sprague pay for someone to place bets for him? Hey-oh, nice little segue.
Well, that's rude.
Get your fake sponsors
that's
in.
That's just rude.
55305 is the fan text line. We didn't get to the fun with the audio, so we'll close with that because it is a lot of fun. But we'll Sprague in the line coming up next, try and lose you some money. That is next.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line brought to you by Bird Baths. More useful than a Sprague pick.
I had a buddy text me after that segment.
Did he?
And he says, I've had a bird bath for 8 years, and I'm not exaggerating. I've never seen a bird bathe in it once. So be careful thinking about wanting a bird bath.
Now, my little homies are going to be bathing all up in that. Sprague and Lime brought to you by Little Caesars. Of course, you can trust a Sprague pick. How do you think he can afford all those medium pizzas?
You're damn right.
Sprague and Lime brought to you by Coca-Cola. You will be dunking your medium pizzas in Coke because that's all you can afford after a Sprague pick.
That medium pizza line is just going to stick forever, isn't it?
I mean, you order medium pizzas.
I don't.
You do. You do.
I don't.
Don't deflect.
It was a joke.
It's okay. You're a medium pizza, bro. Sprague and Lime brought to you by...
Nothing I can do about this. I can't change the narrative.
This Breaking Line brought to you by Fuddy Duddies that don't think their current events measure up to events of their youth.
I said, get off my lawn.
What are
now.
We going to be a Fuddy Duddy about? What's our thing? LeBron? Brady?
I don't know if I'll ever cape up for Brady. You know, it just feels
dirty. The three ball era? Like, what is our Fuddy?
I don't know. That's a good question. Because yeah, I mean, I'm not like, a huge, I don't like a lot of the elements of modern sports right now. I'm already fuddy-duddy against my era.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of that. Right? That's true.
Sprague and Line brought to you by XFL Future. Still a better investment than a Sprague pick. Sprague and Line brought to you by Dumb and Dumber. Funniest Jim Carrey movie or me using a Sprague pick. We'll never know. Let's see. Should we get one or two more in here? Spring and Lime brought to you by Manscaped.com. After betting Sprague's picks, you would be sweating out the games, but don't worry. You got ball deodorant.
Damn right you do.
Spring and Lime brought to you by Lady Sprague. Have fun in the shower with Stephanie. I'll be taking all of your money and actually making the...
What's going on in that shower? She still has her clothes on, though.
That one got me. That was good. Spring and Lime brought to you by Having a Heart Attack. Guaranteed with a Sprague pick.
And can I just give one shout out to a listener who made a suggestion of what they would do if they had Zuckerberg money that's stupid to pay somebody else to do? They said peel oranges.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
To which I would say, yeah, you know what? Cut the mango too, because I love mango and I hate cutting it.
Yeah.
Peel the orange, cut the mango. The watermelon, the pineapple.
A watermelon is such a pain in the ass when you buy a whole watermelon.
So is a pineapple.
Yeah, pineapple. That's so true. Just a fruit cutter.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm with you on that.
But if you have a personal chef, they're going to take care of that for you.
That's valid.
Not if I have them feed it to me. Drop those grapes down, please. You're damn right.
By the way, too, somebody texted in a personal ear cleaner. This is a good point. You can't do that because nobody knows how deep it is.
Well,
of how far you can stick it in.
The wife has.
No, I'm telling you. Everybody's different.
Swag wasn't paying attention, so he heard the wrong thing.
Everybody's. Yeah.
There's a.
The depth of everyone is different.
The wife has like an ear picker with a light on it for the kids. Because I actually get really big wax buildup in my ears, and they have that. So we went to the doctor once, and the doctor was like, their ears have wax in them. But we couldn't see it, so she got the picker with a flashlight. If you deep have your significant other, you can go deep.
All right, we ready to lose some money?
Let's go.
Okay, now we can just kind of go around. I'm assuming, are we all laying money on the fight on Saturday? Yes.
Everybody is?
Okay. Yeah. So it's just some of the angles if you're looking at it. Wilder, minus 120 favorite. This is Oregon Lottery scoreboard app, by the way. Fury's plus 100 underdog. The over-under in rounds is set at 10.5. Fight to go the distance, plus 110, yes. Minus 150, no. You can also pick the fighter that's going to win the fight and then what rounds are going to win it. Fury wins 1 through 3, 4 through 6, yada, yada, yada. A lot of different prop bets and a lot of different decisions. What are we laying money on for the fight?
I'm going to parlay the over of 10 rounds. I think they're going to go past the 10.
So over 10 and a half
rounds.
10
and a half rounds. Okay. Yep. I think they're going to go 11 or 12. And then I'm actually also going to play Wilder with it winning by a knockout.
Okay.
Plus 125.
Wilder KO. Okay.
And here's something to think about. At least on this book that I'm looking at, this says Wilder via decision or technical decision is a plus 900. So they think he's knocking him out.
Yeah, or losing. Either he loses or he doesn't knock him out.
Right.
Because he didn't knock him out last time. And the only reason he got a draw is because he knocked him down in the 12th round.
Yeah, because I think he landed 9% less of his punches.
Yeah, it was overwhelming.
So I'm going to parlay those two.
Okay.
Swigard? I'm going to go Wilder winning in rounds 10 through 12 at plus 900.
Wilder 10 through 12 at plus, what is it? Plus what?
Plus 900.
Ooh, okay. I like that. How about that? That's good little odds right there. Plus 900. Anything else you're throwing down there?
Nope.
Nope, that's all you got.
I think it's going to be very similar to the first. I think he wears him down. I think he gets the big right hand late in the fight.
Late in the fight and wins it. I'm going to go. I thought Fury won the first fight, and that was part of the reason why I was angry with the split decision at the end. And I get that he got knocked down late. He was in control throughout. I got that he got knocked down, but he got back up again. Never going to keep him down. I want a Chumbawamba song there. But I think Tyson Fury's going to do it this time.
What did you just
say? When he got knocked down, but he got up again. I started singing.
I get knocked down.
Tub thumping. When I get up again. So I'm gonna go Fury plus the 100 just to win the fight. And I'm also going to take the over of 10 and a half rounds. I'm going to throw down some money on it going the distance because Fury, I don't think Fury's going to knock him out.
If Fury wins via decision or technical, it's a plus 160. Oh, this one I'm looking at is a plus 160, but plus it's still a plus over 100.
And I'm also going to take that the fight will go the distance like last time, and that's a plus 110.
So what is Fury knockout on your say?
Fury to win by decision or technical decision is plus 110. Fury to win.
This knockout one says plus 450, so there's good value there.
Yeah, Fury to win by KO, TKO, or disqualification. Disqualification is plus 400.
Yeah.
So those are the bets. It sounds like both of you are on Wilder and I'm on Fury. Is that where we're at?
Yeah.
Thumbs up, thumbs up. Okay.
I'm happy either way.
Yeah, no, it was a great fight. I just hope we get another one. I'll be eager to check the highlights when I get back late Saturday from Seattle. And then the Blazer game tonight, I have a feeling we all want a little bit of action on this bad boy. New Orleans, Portland. Portland, a four-point underdog tonight without Damian Lillard in their first game, second half of the break.
Yeah, do not listen to this pick. I don't know why, but I'm going Portland plus the four. I guess I just don't really understand why they seem to think it's going to be that close. But I'm going to trust the weird instincts there.
I will go the exact opposite. I don't fade the Blazers. Pelicans minus four. Aside from Zion, I don't know who the heck's going to guard Drew Holiday, who's going to light him up, and whether he's passing to wide open guys or whether he's going down the lane himself. So CJ out front, he's going to have to guard somebody good at the other end because Dame's not there to try and handle it at the front, at least deflect them.
Is Ingram playing?
As far as I know.
Because he missed that last game before the break, didn't he? He was questionable going in, and I don't think he played.
By the way, on that note, Ben Simmons played in the All-Star game and then didn't play last night.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah, you know, load management.
Was that really what it was, load management?
I actually didn't see why they listed that. I thought that was odd as well.
Yeah, I saw it on the ESPN highlights. They were like, Ben Simmons, who played in the All-Star game on Sunday, sat out tonight. Like, that's a weird thing to do in your first game after the break when you're fighting for seeding. I too would take New Orleans minus the four. Portland couldn't stop them before the All-Star break. They didn't have an answer for Zion. They still won't have an answer for Zion. And they smoked them, man. And you're going to need one of those kind of random games where Melo scores 25. You pointed this out before.
That's the theory, right? If you go Portland plus the four.
Hot.
Right. It's random guys going out of their mind.
Gary Trent finds that shooting form again. Sounds like Trent will be in the starting lineup because they want a little bit of a bigger body in there to help out CJ defensively. We'll take New Orleans minus the four. Any other bets we're laying that we want to throw out there for the weekend?
Absolutely.
No XFL?
Oh, you got more? What else you got? Oh, yeah. We can do our under parlay.
Yeah, let's take the under parlay in all the games.
Okay, I'll just tell you, if you take an under parlay, so you got one of 45.5, one of 43, one of 40.5, one of 44.
Give me all the unders.
So if you just put $5 on an all under parlay for the weekend, $5 bet wins you $58.
I'm actually going to lay this.
I'm totally going to lay that
and
bet.
And then I'm going to find out the scores at the end of the day.
Yeah, because I'm not watching any of that.
So the Winterhawks, actually, it's a home and home with the Thunderbirds. They're in Seattle tonight.
No, they're at home tonight in Seattle tomorrow.
Okay. Backwards.
Yeah, you're talking to the play-by-play guy?
Yeah, I know.
I got to drive to Seattle tomorrow.
In four of the seven previous meetings, it's gone to a shootout.
And it has.
I will take the Winterhawks and T-Birds tonight for a regulation draw at plus 725.
Plus 725. Kind of like that. Can you make a bet being the color analyst?
No.
Yeah.
Have some integrity.
Bet you've never done that before.
God.
Hey, when you do those broadcasts, what percentage of you is nervous that it's going to get to a topic that you didn't prepare for? Well,
freaking out the whole time.
Brendan Vandershuck's brother over there in Ontario's killing it, right, Andy?
Yeah. Yeah, he's playing good. A lot of goals lately. He's doing that hockey.
He's doing that hockey.
That's a fear of the entire game. How about that? Swigard, Big Wood.
Dude, that's good value right there.
No, it is. I'm telling you, man, in the last month, we've done, I think, three broadcasts, and two of the three have gone to shootouts. And Portland's far and away the better team. They're just something when they play, like they always end up close. Portland controls most of it.
It's a rivalry.
Hey, you throw the records out the window.
Exactly. This is the original six.
When those two teams. teams.
Seattle and Portland, WHL.
All right, let's see. Let's rattle through a couple of these. Sprague and Lyon brought to you by... I can't read that one. Sprague and Lyon brought to you by Sprague doing calf raises. Like your bank account after laying money on Sprague's picks. There's nothing there.
Hey.
Sprague and Lyon brought to you by the Mrs. Sprague. When she needs to kill the mood, she just reminds Sprague of all the money he's lost in gambling.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, very few and far between nights for me now.
Sprague and Lyon brought to you by radio shows taking President's Day off because a 15-hour work week is just too much. Amen to that, man. I am worn down this week. It's been a long week. Sprague and Lyon brought to you by Primetime. Insert fart drop here.
Yeah.
Sprague and Lyon brought to you by Today's Weather. Finally better than a Sprague pick. And, yeah, I think we'll leave it there. Rest of you are immature, okay? Let's keep it clean.
I think today's disses were the medium pizzas of disses.
Yeah, that was kind of the angle. They went bird baths and medium pizzas today. Mm-hmm. Kept it light. All right, hey, we got some fun with the audio poll questions to answer. Get you set for the weekend. We'll do it next on The Fan.
He found the original.
He did, yeah, the OG's back.
Oh, he killed the Belichick version.
Non-football season, apparently. Hey, welcome back in. 248, Isaac and Sue coming up top of the hour. Get to the poll questions here in a moment. We've been meaning to play this now for the last 2 days. This was circulating on Twitter yesterday, and it was awesome. Anytime you get these behind the scenes. By the way, if you missed it, we had Kendrick Perkins on the show yesterday, and he told a great story about Kevin Durant winning a arm wrestling contest on the plane.
Arm wrestling Big Baby Davis after saying, I'm not going to do that.
It was phenomenal. So I suggest you go listen to it. You can always check the podcast, Last Drop Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com. So this is similar. It just happens to include Kevin Garnett and one of the all-time great Blazers, J.R. Ryder. Am I right? Well, they were both telling... Sorry, my dad jokes are off the charts today.
I used to love J.R. Ryder.
I did, too. I was actually a big fan of J.R. Ryder when he first got here.
This sound really bad to some, but I was too young to really know that he was a shady character. So yeah. I was like, oh, J.R. Ryder's the man.
Won the dunk contest. It's big time.
Had some big moments in Utah.
He did. Well, to set it up for you, Kevin Garnett was on a podcast and J.R. Ryder was on a podcast. They were both on separate podcasts, but you're going to hear them both talk. And it was great because they mashed it up and they end up telling the same story about what happens when you trash talk Michael Jordan. It does not turn out well. Kevin Garnett tried, does not turn out well. So here's them both telling the same story on separate podcasts.
So KG had never seen me play against Mike.
We're in Chicago. You know, it's my rookie year.
And I got about 24 going into the fourth quarter.
JR is having a good game.
So I'm quiet. I always stay quiet when I play Mike. I didn't talk too much.
So as we come out the timeout, just I'm on, y'all. I can't even explain it.
We come out of the fourth quarter, KG like, man, keep going at his ass. Serve him. He can't guard you.
You're boning him, yo, straight up. You're having a good game, Joe. Keep going.
I was quiet. I'm looking at him like, chill, because Mike was literally right there.
The nigga right here. Mike can hear me. So I double battle it. Yeah.
Okay. Keep going at him. Wow. Too strong for this dude, man.
So as I say that, I feel it.
So Mike looked at me, looked at KG.
Hands on hips, legs locked. The nigga stabbed me for about 15 seconds.
I was like, Mike, he don't know the rules of the game, man. He's just a young pup. You know what I mean?
Hey, look, Mike, he don't really know how we... I see him and Mike having a conversation. So he's like, he don't really know he excited. Whatever. So now MJ on the back leg joint.
Okay, you talking?
Okay, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, huh?
And Mike looked at him again like, okay. Looked at me like, okay. I said, what you looking at me like that for, right?
I can't even really describe the next like 6 to 7 minutes of play, y'all.
Went to the fourth quarter, man. That man got about 17 quick.
We down 25 now. It was just at 2.
Mad, looking at KG, looking at me, looking at KG.
It got bad quick, y'all. I come to the joint and then they notice. When you come and you've been on the run, you not got back on the floor, got back, had to rebound, and you feel like you on defense all the time, you come to the bench like this. So. I was like, yeah, man, my bad, dog. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. He like, it's cool, man. I told you, just shut your ass up, man. You're not fine. So you got in between the Gatorade there where you like, damn, and next thing you know, we over there like this. And Mike came down, okay, young fella, okay, damn, young fella, damn, y'all done? Damn, y'all done? Never talk to Mike ever again in life.
Never talked again.
I love that. That was going back and forth. Just I love this, the image of J.R. Ryder going to MJ and trying to talk MJ off of the trash talk that KG was giving him.
Well, so Bomani Jones actually made a good point about this. J.R. Ryder was drafted in 93. Jordan retired and didn't come back till 95 when KG was there. J.R. Ryder didn't play against him. J.R. Ryder had only been in the league a couple years, but J.R. Ryder already knew, do not do that.
It was his first game against him.
Like, they weren't that different. You know, they were different a little bit in age, but like, J.R. Ryder still relatively knew the NBA, and even he not going against Jordan ever was like, hey,
don't say anything. Don't get him fired up, man. Don't do that. Yeah, that was awesome. We enjoyed that. The dual podcast, they both happened to tell the same story. Funny stuff, Kevin Garnett and J.R. Ryder.
He looked good, by the way. I'm wondering what J.R. Ryder was doing. Turns out, I think he's coaching or doing some stuff in California. But, yeah, he looked like he was doing fine.
We go to old J.R. Ryder, man. Rattle through some poll questions that we had today. Who gets the 8 seed in the Western Conference? You have four options: Memphis, Portland, San Antonio, New Orleans. Now, Memphis lost last night. Bad loss in Sacramento. They're in L.A. tonight. Portland and New Orleans play each other tonight. Where are you going? Who gets the 8 seed?
I'm going to go Pelicans.
You think New Orleans gets it?
Yeah, I think the Pelicans have the best roster to do it, but that lead for Memphis is great.
So they didn't play. New Orleans didn't play last night, right? They had the night off. So they were 4.5 back, or no, 5.5 back, I believe, going into last night. So now that deficit's at 5 for them, or somewhere in that range.
If New Orleans is only looking at Portland right now, you're not thinking about Memphis. Memphis is not what you're focused on. You win tonight against Portland.
Yeah, you jump the next
year. You're half back. And then at that point, you kind of wonder with Portland, can you win any games if Dame misses them? They play playoff teams coming up. This is the chance for New Orleans if they want that 8 seed. I mean, you got to strike tonight, get that game, gain the ground. And Memphis, you know, we just talked about this going in, right? Of, well, they're a young team and they're fun and they shouldn't be doing this, but they are. Will they trail up? He just lost to the Kings.
Yeah, it was a bad loss.
So I think it goes to the point of everybody else that said, yeah, I don't really trust Memphis to be. I mean, they might be the 8 seed, but you don't really trust it right now because they have that inexperience.
Well, they could also back their way into it. Doesn't mean even to keep the 8 seed, they got to play well. If Portland doesn't play well, if New Orleans doesn't, you know, come on strong, everybody's counting San Antonio out, I think somewhat rightfully so. They can also back their way into the 8 seed just because they have the gap right now.
Well, and I'm always curious, too, how teams play their first game after the All-Star break, because some guys just live it up for the week. Other guys rest, work on their game. Like last night, Embiid had to go because Simmons wasn't playing. So Embiid played a lot. He looked gassed in overtime. But he also played 28, 30 minutes in the All-Star game.
Yeah, he had a season high last night, too, on top of it.
So you see some of those guys, they look gassed.
48% of you say Memphis, 21% say New Orleans, 25% say Portland gets it. What would the record be if Dame misses 5 games? 55% of you say 1-4 or 0-5. Should Dak Prescott take a pay cut to help Dallas? 52% of you say no, go get your money. And then are you going to watch the Wilder Fury fight? 73% saying no.
Your loss.
It's going to be awesome. Your loss. I wish I could watch it. There you go. Good little show. If you missed any of it, Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com is where you can check the podcast. Quick turn and burn week, man. 4-day work week. Swigard's working tomorrow night. Catch the Pilots. I'm working tomorrow night. Catch the Winterhawks on the C-Dub. Sprague's just hanging out watching boxing. It's going to be a fun weekend. Enjoy it, everybody. Thank you for being a part of our Friday. We will talk to you Monday at noon. Number one's next. You are listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.